Om Shanti, and a warm, warm welcome to this evening's program, Star-Studded program. My name is Sister Carol, I'm based in Egypt, and I have the pleasure and the honor of introducing Sister Mohini. And Sister Mohini is someone who I've actually listened to and admired her classes, admired her from afar, because actually, although I've been seeing her in Madhavan for maybe 24, 25 years, other than that, we don't know each other so well. So it really is an honor to be able to introduce her, because I know she's a very powerful yogi, powerful speaker. Those of you who've listened to her classes on maybe YouTube or Jewels, we'll find that actually her classes are very deep and very inspiring, sometimes surprising, actually. She has a training as a journalist, and I think that gives her a kind of intellect that sometimes appeals very well to us in the West or in other countries. And she's been with Baba for 55 years, I believe?
60 almost. 60.
Oh, 60. Okay, the bio is way out of date. Mm. 60 years. Wow. And of course she knew Brahma. She lived on the campus. She lived with Brahma Baba. So she has many stories to tell about that, I'm sure. And so she then went to the Americas, and she's the one who established all of the centers in America all that time ago. And I do remember one story, I hope I get it right, but I remember hearing once that when they were establishing, she met someone who was a printer who was going to print some leaflets for them. And so they said, okay, how many leaflets? 100,000? And she said, nope, 1,000,000. So she thinks big. And you can see what's happening in America now, all of the Americas actually, because she's CEO of not just North America, but of the regional coordinator for the whole of the Americas and the Caribbean. And so she also has a very special role as a trans messenger. So sometimes when souls go to Baba on Borg days, come back with a message, she has that special gift, which is beautiful. So I love her insights. Look forward to hearing what she has to tell us today. And she's very, very qualified as a very experienced yogi to give us this, speak to us on this topic of experiencing the presence of God in our daily life. Sister Mohini, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Well, it's a long introduction. Recently, there had been some discussions on that we give knowledge of God to others. But sometimes in our Brahmin lives, we don't feel that much presence, or it's like, you know, they say that God is not omnipresent, but then Baba also says that when you say yes to me, I also say yes. So we have to just look at that, our connection, our relationship, our love, our faith in Baba is accurate. So when Baba comes, he gives knowledge of creator and creation. Baba tells about himself, and also for all of us, not just we are souls, but the part we have played, very elevated, or even at confluence age, is our great fortune that we are playing part with Almighty Baba. One thing I learned from Dadis when they came first time to Delhi in 1951, I met them in 52. They always said, Almighty Baba, Almighty Baba. So I used to think, why they say Baba, only Baba? Baba says, say my Baba, they say Almighty. Because when they said Almighty, then their own strength, their own feelings, that it's not just Baba, but He's also Almighty. So they felt very powerful, very strong. Recently we had celebration of Shiv Jayanti, and I had this thought that we should introduce Baba as we got introduction. When I say as we got, is a proper introduction, right? But these days it's like, because people are not, they have a lot of resistance on their own faith, and so it takes time for them to really, for us to give and for them to take both ways. So recognition of Baba, because when there is recognition of Baba, then it's very, very easy to have relationship and connection with Baba, love for Baba. In that recognition, like for Shiv Jayanti, we created a special power presentation on 8 aspects of introduction of God. I won't be able to take all now because there's not enough time, but first we say Baba's name. What is Baba's name? Shiv Baba. One who is benevolent, one who is benefactor, and a point. And the form of Baba as a point. Then Baba's qualities. There are many qualities, but 2 words we should remember, that He is ocean, unlimited, and ever. He is ocean, so it's unlimited, and ever. It's only with Shiva they use word Sada, Sada Shiv, ever. One who is beyond whatever we all went through, cycle is beyond birth and death, beyond sorrow and happiness, beyond everything. Then 4th is our relationships with Baba. Parents, a friend, whatever, but we say all relationships with Baba. And these days I use it that incorporeal Baba, IS incorporeal, Baba as incorporeal. But then Baba is an angel and I am as an angel. It's not only Baba is angel. So someone was asking today, will Baba leave? I said, no, He cannot, right? Unless we all also reach to that incorporeal stage and angelic stage. So these 2 forms always come in front when we remember Baba as point of light, Baba as an angel. Because that's where our connection with subtle regions come. No? And 5th important aspect is about, see, one is what Baba is and then what He does. So before, like, we use our relationship with God more as fixing problems, right? Or fulfilling our needs, solving our problems, right? We always say, oh God, help me, remove this, give me this. But now we don't want him to fix our problems. We want to take power. Because it's through that power, whether it's power of purity, it's power of yoga, different powers. But also we want to experience what he provides and the protection he gives in different relationships. Like when you think of your parents, the clan I belong to, the family I belong to, whom I belong to. And I think all of us, as spiritual young Brahmins, we had so much intoxication, right? Whom I belong to. So it's important to think of relationship. And what he does, as I said, liberator, that's what he does. Guide, that's what he does. Bestower of third eye, knowledgeful, who gives the knowledge and gives us the third eye of knowledge. It's a long list you can create. Actually, when you listen to Murli, if you create like what he does, for month of January, I took this homework that we always say, I have to be like Baba. So we sit and we feel that. But in our interaction, in our relationships, our everyday life, what am I doing? Am I doing what Baba does? That's true service. Someone said, it's this because there's so much service, because I'm so busy that I am not able to remember Baba. I said, whose service are we doing? What is service? And it was very interesting that when I thought of Baba as liberator, so when the souls come, they all are in, caught up into something or other. Through our drishti, the words of knowledge which we share, to liberate that soul or give happiness to that soul. So what Baba does? And this is the time where he is active. He is in action. He is playing his part at confluence age. How he does, what he does, through whom he does. And I had fortune to be with Brahma Baba, not for very long, but whenever I came here for about 11 years. And what is service, what really he did? Feeling of love, belonging, care. Of course he spoke Murli. But what we have done with the service is, which is necessary. Brahma Baba took interest in everything. He was part of every little thing of our lives. You have seen photograph, he's doing karma yoga with children. He was in administration with us. Every detail he went in. But because he paid attention on his stage while doing it. But with us we are doing it. Taking care of departments, logistics, accounts, whatever duties we are. And then we start feeling very tired, overwhelmed. So someone said, now I want to leave service, I only want to be angel and silence. Angel can't be just sitting, right? Angel keep flying, doing this, give message all the time. But because we are not able to integrate our action and Baba's remembrance. So when there is this recognition of Baba as bestower, Baba as ocean, Baba who is eternal, so the relationship which I create. But only thing is, because mind and intellect I need to experience through, whether feelings or touchings or through intellect, right? Soul has to feel it, no? So what happens is that we praise Baba, but we are not able to put ourselves into that elevated thinking. What I remember from my first lesson, Baba, you are ocean of peace, and Baba, I am image of peace, Sarup. Even at that time, there was no peace. I don't think there was. We didn't know what is peacelessness, what is peace. But it's necessary to create a similar energy to feel connection. Right? When they connect two wires together, the current has to pass. So reminding yourself, Baba is ocean of peace. I am image of peace or drop of peace. So that means whatever is there in the mind, any difficulty, situation, heaviness, you have to just keep it. Don't think of I am peaceful soul. Baba is ocean of peace. So then current will, instantly there will be connection. But because we are not able to do it, that means we are not able to apply knowledge. Knowledge is for clearing all this. And then yoga. First is knowledge, then is yoga. Right? So it's important to connect that, Baba, you are ocean of love. And I am image of love. So both qualities, they match. Not only that, then your stage also keep improving. It's like becoming like Baba. First you are little drop, then you keep increasing your capacity to be more peaceful, more loveful. So one day you could just say, Baba, not only I am a drop, but I am also master. So that's somewhere we get lost, you know. Very quickly getting upset or not having enough patience. And so if I want to feel presence of Baba, then my state of mind and intellect. Many times Baba says, okay, something is happening, there are situations. One is to say drama. But other is, look at Baba and just surrender it to Baba. Dadi Gulzar, I always, for me, she is such an example. Once there was quite a critical situation, in a social way critical. For us, nothing is critical. So Dadi Janki, myself, we went to her and said, are you concerned? Actually, we used the word, are you worried? She said, if my Baba doesn't worry, why should I worry? It's Baba's yagya, no? You all know that Dadi doesn't like to wear glasses when Baba comes, eyeglasses. So someone said, my Baba never wore it, why will I wear? So we are not able to give to Baba. we are not able to just go beyond. So we are not able to take power. And when we don't take power, then we get more entangled. Because every moment of the life, the cycle time is moving. So different situations, different circumstances, many settling, it will continue. But what I have to do? Remember Baba. So as soon as you remember Baba, not only settling happens, but there is no suffering, there is no battling. But if we don't remember Baba, so lot of Baba's children, there are lot of energy or lack of the self-trust because of sanskars, thoughts, conflict. So we are not able to apply knowledge, no? If we apply knowledge, that day Baba said, how your treasures increase? Just applying ... No? 0, 0, 0. So from 1,000 to 10,000 to keep increasing. But what is most important is love for Baba. Love has lot of connection with remembrance. Whom we remember, where there is love. So this love also is very eternal, very pure, unconditional. Baba has lot of, whenever I go to Baba, I see His love overflowing. Same should be us, love. But as I said, while taking care of sanskars and always, it's not necessary to sit and remember Baba. I always remember whose service is this. Whose task is this? So you create that presence. And for presence, what is important is invocation. Every thought you bring for Baba is invocation. So that is why I give example that Baba is mine. Mine has two meanings. One is mine, other is mine also is mines. No, they are mine of gold. But you have to invoke. So every thought you have for Baba, you will start feeling the presence. But also, let's say if you want to work on your level of purity, anything which is bothering you, any kind of impurity, of any vice or any weakness. So when you sit in remembrance, Baba, you are purifier. Baba, you are purifier. So when you will sit, many souls, when I recommend them this, had a lot of difficulties for quite a while with purity. Having negative thoughts or any kind of impurity. And they found that when they invoke Baba as purifier, they start feeling that, oh, Baba's pure fire is removing, dissolving, alloy is being melted completely. Because when Baba says you can become Satopradhan only through remembrance, not through Gyan, not through Dharana, not through Seva, through remembrance. And remembrance of Baba, even Brahma Baba used to say, so slippery. Baba used to say, it's like mercury. You remember, then you could forget. So best way is to always integrate either relationship or a virtue or a power of Baba while in actions. It's not question of just sitting and doing yoga. But creating this awareness, like Bhavadari keeps saying, whom I belong to, whose task is this, whose family is this, how we are able to meet. We wouldn't have known each other, it's because of Baba. At least in my life, every step I say, whatever I am able to do, is because of Baba. Baba gave me specialities. Baba gave me this assignment. Baba made me Nimit. So when double foreigners came, no, Baba one time said, Murli, we used to say Baba's car, Baba's house, Baba's house. But now we don't say Baba, Baba, right? So as much you can create this loveful, not only is loveful, but it's real too, no, it's true. Because as soon as my comes, some or other we're not able to take power, it gets disconnected. So it's very, very important that you prepare your mind and intellect. Keep your line of intellect very clear. Nothing mixed in your awareness. If you pay attention to your thinking and your intellect, keep it very pure, very light, then your capacity to experience Baba. Many souls, they're doing so much service, so much, but there's lack of contentment. And one of the reasons is that they don't feel connected with Baba or presence of Baba. And when I hear that, I said, but it shouldn't be like that, no? Actually, every day, our relationship, our experience of presence of Baba should increase. But that also apply. Like yesterday we were sitting and Dari Janki was there and said, let's remember Baba. So within a moment I said, Baba is point of light, Baba is angel. So I am point of light, I am also angel. And it was such beautiful feelings within a few minutes. That means you have to create that stage. You have to have those thoughts. And you don't have to try all same time, right? If whatever is missing in you, you need to cultivate, practice for whole week, let's say, this whole week in the morning, Amrit Vela. I just want to experience total peace. Or I want to experience how to go beyond. So take aim, looking at what your needs are. Where you are not consistent. I think we all have all the qualities. But we are not consistent. So to be consistent, then that's why Baba says, 24 hours, keep chant. Then keep chant for 1 week. Then for a month. So that when last did I get disturbed or upset or angry? So as much you pay attention to keep your mind and intellect very clean and pure and light, also free, not too much thinking, too much reasoning, too much... I remember that when we came and Jagdish Bhai was there and we all were supposed to learn to give good talks and all that. There were not many of us. So we will prepare our talk, prepare it properly. 10 points, 15 points, what we have to say, how to start, middle, end. So we will write points, all that. But then when we went on the stage and sat in Baba's remembrance with total soul consciousness, So all the points will emerge, because after all, you remember them. So intellect is not with the points, but with Baba, and then we're speaking. And you could just feel it, that as if Baba is with you. So it was not just giving talk, just intellect. So first I have to invoke Baba, remember Baba, and do everything. So that means we need to plan, and after that play the intellect, no, Baba said. Then intellect shouldn't be too much with the task, with this, with that thing. No? But intellect should be really like, okay, I have done, I have whatever energy I had to spend, I did it, now I have to be beyond that and be free. So it's not just you will become, but your acts also will be like Baba. The power which will come through remembrance. Lot of people will say, oh, I talk to you, things are okay. I talk to you, everything is okay now. And never listen to anyone without creating presence of Baba. Everyone will talk about their situation, their problems, and we listen very carefully. We want to help. But I shouldn't be listening actually. What can I do? But if you bring Baba's presence, remember Baba, this soul is talking to Baba. I am just instrument. So then it will not only influence you, but then Baba will help you to resolve it. Like when we go, before Baba comes, you go to talk to the Gulzar, used to lot more. That when she hears, Baba is hearing. And she also says, they are telling Baba. So sometimes we take very personal interest into solving, and that creates a lot of stress. But if Baba is listening, Baba is between you and me. So that presence I have to, through remembrance, you have to create that presence, and then it becomes like very, very natural. Whether it's any kind of anything, just immediately bring Baba between two souls. Otherwise, how much a soul can do for another soul? Very limited, very limited. And that's why we try to say, change the situation, people should change, but it doesn't work. Because we're not bringing Baba. So practice this of one support, one strength. So invoke Baba in whatever you want to attain. If you feel want to have courage, Baba, you are almighty. Baba says, you take one step of courage, I will come 100 steps forward. And we should feel that now. That I really did so little and Baba just get it done. I just had a thought and Baba got it accomplished. It shouldn't be I did so much, I didn't get it. I had been making so much efforts. Result is less. Why? Because you didn't create that presence of Baba. So invoking Baba, remembering Baba, and very, very truthful and honest in relationship with Baba. We don't have to be clever. You don't have to be smart. As innocent you are, Lord of innocent, He is happy with you. One time Baba said, Dadi Gulzar was there and she said, Baba said, they don't know how to use me. So it's my task, but they got busy. So they keep doing it, but they don't remember it's my task. So that Baba can give power. Baba can help that soul. So we do it, and then in the end, when we can't do it, we are tired, then we say, Baba, only you can do it. But that's like in Path of Bhakti, right? When we can't do it, but it should be from very beginning. Dadi Prakashmani, when Baba became avyakt, she said in the morning at 3 o'clock, when she wakes up, she says, Baba, you and me together, we will take care of this yagya. She said she just take Baba with her in the morning, and whole day she feels Baba is doing it. I do little, Baba is doing it. And all the expansion which took place. So it should be like Baba is doing. Is whole thing like, am I helping Baba or Baba has to help me? Is Baba's task, I am helping. Some people say, Baba, please help me. So that means it's your task, Baba has to help you. It's little difference, but it's quite strong difference. It's Baba's task, Baba, I am helper. Whenever I get a big task, I said, okay, Baba, it's your task, I will help. But when I say, Baba, please help me, because then I think it's my task, right? You understand? It's a simple words. Same like, okay, what I can do for Baba? It should be other way, Baba. Everything belongs to you. What can I use from this? That's why we don't have donation, contributions. We have to use some word. But Baba, it belongs to you. And according to Srimad, I will use it. Not that I have to give to Baba. So little things sometimes, lack of recognition that He is the bestower. Everything belongs to Him. Whatever we have, who has given us? Even to stand up and give a talk. I don't think, at least I would have done it. But once we belong to Baba, we had courage, we stand up, we start giving talk, or doing many, many things. So this recognition and love for Baba helps us. But then invocation is important. If it's Baba's task, it will always get accomplished, but I shouldn't be left behind too. I also have to reach to that stage of perfection while doing Baba's task. So presence of Baba, I always feel, if you say 10 times yes to Baba, Baba will say 100 times. He will be present. But to feel that presence, that's the whole thing. How do I feel that presence of Baba? And for that, this quality, as I said, I'm peaceful. Go in front of Baba, don't carry any baggage. Don't carry any baggage. Baba will do this, I have to take this. Baba knows, Baba will give you, Baba will provide you. We don't need to ask Baba anything. Right? Some people say, but where I go for asking? But he knows, he will provide, you know. Right? So today you take on like few things when you sit in Baba's remembrance. That is, I think that is, yeah. Ki Om Shanti. So when you meditate, take maybe three qualities, four qualities.